Hiya, hiya, hiya. I hope you're having a good week. Some people are getting ready for a hurricane, and we're going to be talking a bit about that tonight. But before we get going, hey, welcome to my world. Live, laugh, and whatever. And we can talk about just about anything tonight. But just as a reminder, you know, we have a music license. And all music licensed is with the BMI music license number 610-516-58. That's 610-51-658. And so we can play music. But we also have other stuff we're going to play too. We've got a lot going on tonight, and we've got to talk about a big hurricane, and we better get ready for that. And some of us are going to get the rain that we needed, and some are going to get more than they really need. Well, before we get going on my world, live, laugh, and whatever, we have a disclaimer. Nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt. I mean a big grain of salt. And always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. Sit back, relax, and chill out. And oh, by the way, tell your friends to join us on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. because we're live. Hey, do you have your snacks ready? Do you have your favorite drink ready? Did you tell your friends about the show? Well, I'll tell you what. If you don't have them, go get them. I've got to go through a list of things here, and that gives you probably about 30 seconds to go get your goodies. So make sure you get your snacks and your drinks. Okay. Oh, yeah, and paper, too. Could be and a pencil or a pen. You've got to write some stuff down, and you've also got to go to our Facebook site to be able to copy and print off some of the information that I'm going to give you tonight, okay? Anyhow, guys, welcome to my world, live, laugh, and whatever, right here on the Trim Radio Network, and you can listen to us anywhere in the world at trimradio.com. You have to check us out there. And I'll tell you what, Trim Radio is something else. We've got a lot of good shows. And, you know, I've always done the presentation for the different shows. And the machine's not behaving with me today. It's given me some fits lately. But anyhow, we've got the Trim Radio Network. And, you know, we talk about that all the time. There we go. You know, we've got all different types of shows going on, and you can listen now or you can listen later. You can partner with Trim Radio. You can support the station. You can watch all the different shows. You say, well, how do I support the station? Well, it's easy. You can donate. You can also buy some airtime for advertising. You can also shop the merchandise, and the merchandise is there. We've got all kinds of stuff, and I'll tell you what, all you have to do is just click on that. And today we've got airtime, and you can buy that for $25 for airtime and higher. It depends on the amount of time that you want to put in. Also, a Life Walk with Christ God on air hood shirt. Okay, it's a hooded shirt. It's a take all 15 mouse pad. You want to check that out? We've got the Trim Radio Network Tumblr. We've got the Trim Radio On Air Unisex Ultra Cotton Tee. And the one that's my favorite is the Trim Radio Network 22-ounce vacuum insulated bottle. It is fantastic. Okay. You can also be a bull eye VIP membership. Or you can get the on-air Trim Radio black mug. And you can get key rings too. Yeah, we've got all kinds of stuff. But that helps to support the show. And what you do is you go ahead and buy the merchandise. The money that we get from that goes to pay for airtime. That's a big important thing, is to get that airtime. Also, you know, none of our hosts get paid for doing their shows. And the only way that they would ever get that is if they do advertising on the side for their promotionals. Basically, you know, that's how they make their money. Most of our guys don't make any, if not any of us make any money. I'm not doing this to make money. I'm doing this to have fun. And that's the way it goes. But that's how you support the show. Hey, if you want to put on your own show, all you have to do, there is a little box here and the magic wand is circling it. It says, hi there. Thanks for visiting Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? You click on that box. And it says, enter your question below and a representative will get right back to you. And you put in your name, your cell phone number, and your message and say, hey, I want to host my own show. How do I go about doing it? And here's my email address, any other information you want to give them. And you hit send. That's that little blue box at the bottom with the arrow. And you click on that and you will get a very quick response back. Okay. And it's a good thing. But remember, you can watch a lot of our shows on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, X. Oh, I imagine there are a couple more. I won't get into those. But anyhow, we love doing the shows, and we have a lot of fun time doing them too. Okay? But that's the Trim Radio Network. Okay? And we're back to that page, and now you can see Adventure Awaits Around the Bend. That's a podcast. Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We have Life Walk with Christ God, and that's with Michael Bejas. We have Money and Change every Sunday night. And it's generally live, except for when I have to play a concert. However, I will be going someplace special, and so we will have an encore edition on Sunday. In other words, a replay of another show. Because I will be going to a very special place, and we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Also, we have Offsides College Football Top 25. We have the Take Point 22 radio show. Of course, we have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever right here on Trim Radio Network. And we also have the Natural Marketer podcast with Victoria Smith. Fantastic person, and she talks a lot about how to market your business. We also have the Positude podcast, and we also have Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. Yeah. And Rascala's never given me the green pill. You know, you take either the red pill or the blue pill, and I keep asking for the green pill, but he hasn't come up with it yet. Oh, I'm going to have to talk to that guy. I'm really going to have to talk to him. Maybe we'll get him on the show one of these nights. You never know. I've been on his show a couple times. And I'll try to get him on the show. Okay? Well, anyhow, that's the Trim Radio Network, and you have to check it out. Okay? Now, we also have other stuff going on. And I have to get to that, but I have to go back to our main page here to be able to do that. Okay? We've got... Well, I thought I was going to tell you about where I was going to go. That was a special. I'll do that now. What the heck? Okay. I'll do that right now. There's a little video, and I said that, you know, I was going to go to Athens, Ohio for the Ohio University homecoming. And you can see it, part of it there. And I'll tell you what, Ohio University is one of the most beautiful campuses in the entire United States. It's nationally rated. It's a good school besides. But I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful campus and brings back a lot of memories when I was down there years ago. And Athens itself is a fun town. It really is. And if it wasn't, I wouldn't keep going back year after year for homecoming. Even though I didn't graduate from there, I graduated from the University of Findlay in Findlay, Ohio. But my initial time was at Ohio University in Athens, Ohio. And Athens is a beautiful town in the Hocking Hills in southeastern Ohio, and it is beautiful. Well, anyhow, guys, let's see if we can do a little promo here for the homecoming. So sit back and enjoy it.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and thank you for coming to the annual homecoming parade. Put your hands together and make as much noise as possible for Ohio University Marching 110 Alumni Band.
Each fall, the electricity of Homecoming Weekend pulls thousands of Bobcats from around the state of Ohio, the country, and the world back to these bricks. It is my honor and my privilege to welcome you to our signature Homecoming Weekend event, the Alumni Awards Gala. Ladies and gentlemen, 2016 Alumnus of the Year, Dr. Roger J. McDavis.
I would not be standing here tonight if it were not for the education that I received. And all of the successes and achievements and accomplishments that have come my way have come because of that foundation that this university helped me to establish.
Thousands of students, community members, faculty, staff, and alumni have passed through this area, and thousands more will after today. On foot, in a wheelchair, with mobility problems, or pushing a baby stroller, all are welcome at Ohio University. All are welcome.
When young men wanted to dance with women, they had to make an appointment.
Yeah. It's fun to see how things have changed, but it's also fun to see how things have not changed.
The state of Ohio wanted to build mental health care.
Many cities in Ohio competed to get this beautiful facility, and Athens, Ohio was chosen.
What don't we like about being Bobcats?
It's so special.
It's really great to come back and see a lot of people that I haven't seen in years, some people that I kind of knew and I'm getting to know better. So just all of it's really great.
I think it's important that things like this happen because we can share our stories and make it easier for people who haven't been out for a long time to really come home and embrace the community that we have.
It's really exciting, and we really do appreciate the Ohio University Alumni Association, the support that they give us, not only today, but throughout the year.
It was the very first Women's Ensemble alumni reunion.
The current group sang some songs for us that they've been working on this semester. We sang with them a couple pieces that we all know, and then the alumni actually sang a piece for them separately. All of our events this weekend, we have an alumni representative from the Alumni Association.
They've all embraced us, and we've been working with them very, very closely.
We have an unbelievable weekend planned for everyone with a very special dessert presentation.
Well, now you can see where I'm going to be. And I'll tell you what's a special place. And when I was there many moons ago, I went there in 1966. And I was in the band down there. And then later on, it became an all-male band at that time, which was the Marching 110. And I was in the founding group of that. And so each year I got to go back, and a few years back we had our 50th reunion, and they honored us on the field. I mean, it was really, really nice. And so it's a good time, and it's a great campus. The parade, they have a long parade, and the university band is about 400 musicians. But then we have the alumni band, and we can have up to 600 to 1,000 showing up for that parade and the halftime show. Can you imagine that? 1,000 alumni in the band? That's quite an experience. It really is. So that's where I'm going to be at Ohio University this weekend. So anyhow, what else do we have to talk about? Oh, yeah. Shout outs. University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu, located in Findlay, Ohio, and it's a good school. And the University of Bluffton is now going to be merging with the University of Findlay, and they'll have two campuses. And the main campus at Findlay happens to have the Hazardous Materials Campus, very specialized study area. They also have the Equestrian Study Campus. And they have pre-veterinary sciences there. And then they have the main campus. And the main campus has the Weinbrenner Seminary. And they also have all of the rest of their classes for their bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. And I'll tell you what, they have a very good educational program, excellent professors, and a big tip of the hat to Dr. Kathy Fell, because she's in charge of everything. And I'll tell you what, she's done a fantastic job. So check out the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Also check out Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. If your school, fraternity, sorority, university, club, business, or just a fun group, and you want to give out a presentation pen, Phil makes some fantastic pens. I mean, they're really good. And both Michael Bejas and I have them. We've told you about those pens before. And one of these days, I will be putting up pictures of all of different types of pens that he has. But you can check him out. And he's on Facebook. And he's at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks at Facebook.com. Okay? Check him out. He does excellent work. And I'll tell you what, he's sold pens down to Disney World in Florida. He's done trade shows all over the place. The guy is good. And everything that comes out of there is fantastic. Oh, by the way, you like Second Amendment pens? He makes some beautiful pens. Beautiful. You got to check him out. He really has some good stuff. That's Phil at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. Okay, big shout out to Money and Change on Sundays at 7 p.m. Remember, guys, I will be at Ohio University, so that means we have an encore edition this coming Sunday. Also, of course, we've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, and that's every Wednesday at 8 p.m., and I'm live for that. Okay, I'm having fun on live shows. Anything can happen. Okay, I've got YouTube friends I got to talk about. Appalachia's Homestead with Patara. She's down around the Knoxville area in Tennessee. Beautiful area down there. And she talks about a lot of stuff. And she's very level-headed, and she's fun to listen to, but she makes some very good points. So check out Appalachia's Homestead. Also, we've got Countryside Acres with Aaron Feenstra. We've got the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista out in the middle of Wisconsin. And we've got the Deep South Homestead, which is now going to be Pecan Grove. Pecan Grove with Danny and Wanda King. And they have some really good shows about what's going on. Also, we have LDS Prepper with David Gilmore. And you know that I've always said that David has over 600 videos. Well, he also talks about one thing that got me interested. I got to get it in focus. There we go. It happens to be GMRS radios. Okay. A $35 fee payable to the FCC. And there's no test. And in an emergency, these will help you out when the phone system goes down, when there's no internet or anything. These radios come in handy. If you don't want to take a test for a ham radio, these come in handy. This Wooxun, actually it's Ocean, but it's W-O-U-X-U-N, 935G plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna, gets me 35 miles. And it's all based on terrain and height and so forth. But it gets me 35 miles down to Dayton, Ohio. And I can talk on the internet there. Or not on the internet, but through the repeater. That's what it is. It's a repeater. And I can talk for about 90 miles. It's great. And that repeater's on a very tall tower in Dayton, Ohio. And it's good. Your whole family can stay in communication. And the family can use one license, your license. Yeah. And they don't have to take a test. They got to be nice, though, when they're on the air, because there are certain rules you have to follow. Okay. But check them out. And you can get them better safe radio, buy two-way radios than other places. Don't get the little packages at Walmart where they're in bubble packs. They don't work. Well, they do, but they don't. You know what I mean? They're not good for longer distances, okay? I can get on different repeaters with this radio, and I can talk in different places, okay, and talk to different people. And you meet a lot of good friends. Okay, I'll put the radio down. I don't want to drop it. It's too expensive. At least this one is. We've also got Patriot Nurse with Rachel. She's down in Tennessee also. Very level-headed person. And she talks a lot about medical issues, and she talks a lot about cures and all kinds of stuff. She's got a lot of good stuff. She talks about the economy, too. And she's usually on about once a week. Then we have Prepper Princess, Amber Stork. You have to check out Amber Stork. You have to. Prepper Princess is on YouTube, like the others that I've mentioned. And she talks about how she became a millionaire by living frugally. And she says, you know, she lives off the grid now, which is great. And she's done it herself. Nobody's helped her along the way. She's done it all herself. So she's a fantastic person. So you want to check her out. And of course, then we've got Southern Prepper One with David Kobler. I've known David for probably 15 plus years. Very good guy. Southern Prepper One talks a lot about what's going on in the economy. Also, we have the Max. He's a newcomer. And the Mac videos are really interesting. It's called the Max, M-A-C-S. And he talks about a lot of different things. It makes a lot of sense. Okay. The guy's really good. Well, anyhow, so much for some fun stuff and about Trim Radio and Ohio University. But now we got to get to some serious stuff, guys. We do. And we have to start talking about hurricanes, because there's a hurricane that's coming in down south. And of course, some of that stuff is going to come up here up north. And that is going to cause a problem. So anyhow, let's see what we've got. Yeah, here it is. I got to play this for you. So you want to listen up. Take notes if you want. And this is the Tampa City officials give the update on the tropical storm. And if you're in Tallahassee, better beware, because it's coming up that way right now. Listen up and hear what's going to happen. Okay, let me bring it up. and take your notes and listen up good. This is very, very important.
I do want to take you out to the National Hurricane Center right now as they are giving a briefing with the latest information about Helene. Let's pop up the audio.
Cyclone number 9. Early this morning, based off hurricane reconnaissance aircraft and satellite imagery, we've determined that it has acquired enough organization to be classified as a tropical storm, and with it, it gets the name Helene. Now, let's take a look at where it is right now over the northwestern Caribbean Sea. Maximum wind speed 45 miles per hour. Pressure's down to 1,000 millibars. This is quite a bit down from before. Moving off to the northwest at 12 miles per hour. But where it is now is not the story. The story is what it will become as it moves into the eastern Gulf of Mexico and begins to approach the Florida Peninsula as a major hurricane on Thursday. Now, you heard that right. Even though now it's 45 miles per hour in a tropical storm, we expect the conditions over the Eastern Caribbean to be very conducive for strengthening, and this system could rapidly develop into a major hurricane before approaching the Florida Peninsula on Thursday. Now, there are a couple of things that are going to be unique about this storm that we're going to have to unpack for you. First and foremost, it is going to be a big storm. And by big, I mean not intensity, I mean size. And big storms cause big problems. And that's one of the take-home messages that I need you to understand. Let's look at the map here. And Steve, if you have to zoom in, look how far the areas under tropical storm watches, which are yellow, hurricane watches, which are pink. You basically have watches extending from the Florida Keys all the way around to the Florida Panhandle. That is multiple hundreds of miles to give you a sense of just how big this storm is. And more importantly, look how far these watches extend, not only away from the center of where the center could go, but look how far they are from the edge of the cone. This is really important. A lot of you are going to sit and look at the center of the cone or look at models and say, oh, I'm far removed from that. And that is going to be a mistake. The wind swath is going to be huge with this system. And it's basically going to carve a path right over a good portion of the Florida Peninsula, including the highly populated I-4 corridor. So if you're watching from Tampa and Orlando, you're going to have a big wind event with this, no matter where it goes with respect to the track. The other big thing with respect to size that is a big deal is big storms push more water. Regardless of the intensity, if it's big, it's going to push more water. So we're going to have a significant storm surge threat along basically the entire west coast of the Florida Peninsula, which is currently under a storm surge watch. This entire area from way down here at Cape Sable all the way around to the Florida Big Bend and Apalachicola is under a storm surge watch. And you're going to need to be stay tuned because a portion of this watch area could be upgraded to a warning later today. So please make sure you're staying tuned and watching into this. Why is that area under a storm surge watch? These are the peak storm surge values that we're currently forecasting. So this is how high the water could get if everything falls into place. And I'm going to zoom in a little bit so you can see some of these values up here in the Florida Big Bend in the Nature Coast. So this is this includes areas such as Cedar Key and Horseshoe Beach. 10 to 15 feet of storm surge. You read that right. 10 to 15 feet of potential storm surge up in that area. But even some of the areas far removed from where the center goes, including outside of the cone, could get substantial storm surge. Look at some of the values here in the Tampa Bay area. The potential exists for 5 to 8 feet of storm surge. This would be a significant event for the Tampa Bay area if it unfolds. But even way down here, Cape Coral, you could get storm surge to the tune of 2 to 4 feet. So you're starting to get a sense of how broad of a swath of impacts this system is going to have. I'm going to end with the rainfall map. and expand out, because a lot of you watching from Georgia, South Carolina, maybe even Alabama are asking, what about the ultimate impacts for me? Well, we're going to start unpacking that in subsequent video briefings. But for now, I'm going to leave you with this rainfall, excessive rainfall outlook, or think of it sort of as the potential for heavy rain and flooding. This red area here jumps off the map just how far inland it extends. Look at this, extending well through sort of slicing Georgia in half, going up through Atlanta, possibly getting into upstate South Carolina and western North Carolina. I need you on alert and paying attention, getting updates at least twice per day, because we could see a potential big rain event unfolding for you. We will have the next video briefing at 5:30 today, but you can always get the latest up-to-date information at hurricanes.gov.
Going to see the direct hit, as you said, from Hurricane Helene. So let's look at it right now. This is a system that we're going to be watching very closely. It's in our backyard. It's in the Gulf of Mexico, and it's expected to rapidly intensify. And looking at the environment around the storms right now.
This was aired 13 minutes ago. Okay. 13 minutes ago. I think I just canceled it. No, I don't.
Florida's Big Bend, Tallahassee, Gainesville, 85 mile per hour, category one, but it is a large category one. It's expected to rapidly intensify across the Gulf of Mexico because the upper level environment, no shear, and there's actually some upper level divergence over the system as this trough is swinging in. So that's going to give it a boost. And we expect to see it over some very warm water, high oceanic heat content. The new forecast has it possibly as a 130 mile per hour category four storm as it approaches the central and eastern portion of the Florida Panhandle, and landfall possible somewhere from about Panama City over past St. Marks. It includes areas like St. George's Island, Apalachicola, Port St. Joe in this forecast cone, as well as Dog Island, and that also includes Tallahassee. So the cone has narrowed. The forecast is more accurate now as we're getting closer, and you can see that we don't expect a direct hit here, and we're going to be on the easy side of it. We're going to see northerly winds. We will still see some rain. We will have winds gusting up to tropical storm force. And you can see how the models are tightly packed and clustered. There's not a lot of disagreement here. So really anywhere from about Apalachicola over past Carabel and then getting to the east into the Big Bend area. Looking at storm surge potential here, we're thinking generally 10 to 15 feet. We could see some isolated locations with higher totals. This is incredible surge. And note that the tide's going to be above normal all the way up past Tampa, but we really don't see a substantial water rise in our local area because our winds will be out of the north, which actually will push the water back out, and we could see lower tides at some point tomorrow once that north wind really gets going. Looking at wind impacts, we will see some tropical storm conditions, and we are not under a tropical storm warning, but we could see some tropical storm conditions in Okaloosa and Santa Rosa counties. I think the wind damage to the point where we start to see more significant power outages are really going to be more over into Walton and Bay counties, and then it goes up from there. We could see tremendous damage here from winds in places like Perry, Florida, Tallahassee, southern Georgia, and up in the direction of Atlanta. This thing is going to continue moving towards the north and head into northern Georgia. Right now, we've got a couple little spotty showers in the area, not a lot of rain around. We've got a thunderstorm here on the north side of Pensacola. This will produce some heavy rain. It's had some lightning strikes within it here near Milton and Allentown. There's not a lot of storm motion with that, and it is quiet on the Mobile County side and the Baldwin County side of things. So what are we going to see with this tropical system? Well, tomorrow the rain chances are really high across the Panhandle. They're only about 40% once you get past Pensacola and get over into Mobile tomorrow. Scattered showers. We have a storm tracker alert up for the rip current danger that will be occurring on our Thursday and our Friday, plus the potential of tropical storm conditions Thursday. May not be quite as bad Friday, though, with the wind. Certainly, it will be improving. And our temps dip. Look at this. We're going down in the 60s at night, and our daytime highs only in the mid-80s, and that will hold as we get the extended forecast. We've been hitting 90 with regularity. We've been in the low 90s for the last week.
Well, guys, that's the update that I've got. Now, I'll tell you what, on Facebook, on our Facebook page, what I have done is upload some things, and you can copy and paste them if you want. So if you, and I'll get to that page here in just a second, because it's got some important stuff for you. And I don't want anybody getting hurt in a hurricane, because it's not fun. I've been through one. I never want to go through it again. Okay, right here we have a visual checklist for disaster supplies. Okay, and let's make sure that that's on the screen, because there it is. Okay, the emergency kit, you have to take and copy that and paste it and go ahead and print it off and keep it, because it is very important. And the visual checklist is there, you know, water, food, prescription meds, first aid, pet supplies, a bleach and eye in an eye and an eyedropper. You don't want to put bleach in your eyes, but you use the eyedropper to count the drops to purify water. You know, your emergency food, your Mylar blankets, sleeping bags, extra glasses, gloves, raincoats, backpacks, you name it. Make sure you've got a good knife, you've got candles, you've got light sticks, you've got paracord, you know, an axe maybe if you need that. There are a lot of things that you need there. Also a camera. Did you take a picture of your house, the interior of your house, so you know what you have as far as belongings? Because for insurance records, you can take and actually say, okay, here's the picture inventory of everything that we have in the house. And then that way you'll get your full money back from the insurance company, hopefully. Okay, so you can take a look at this. It is on our Facebook page. That's the emergency kit. Okay, now, if you go on down, the next one down is a hurricane checklist. And you can download that checklist. It talks about standard essentials, optional, what you need as far as in advance as possible, and 1 week before the storm. Okay. And if we can click on that, I can blow it up just a little bit. You can take a look at it, you know, for, you know, as far in advance as possible, review your insurance coverage, know who your insurance company contact is, you know, set up online insurance account, inventory of all personal property, photograph all personal property, create a master list of accounts, you know, have some cash and small bills, because credit cards aren't going to work. You may not have any power. Also, make sure you have at least 7 days of non-perishable food. Don't forget the toilet paper, okay? Disposable hand sanitizers and baby wipes. Disposable disinfecting wipes. Drinking water for humans and pets. And they're saying 4 gallons per person and pet per day for 14 days. Some places I've heard is like one person is 1 gallon per day per person, and that's not enough. Okay, that's not even really basic. They're saying 4 gallons per person and pet per day for 14 days. Well, other people are saying 5 gallons per person and pet per day. Okay, disposable toothbrushes, sandbags or large bags of potting soil, trim trees, palm fronds, and coconuts. Well, if you have them, we don't have those up here. We've got trees, but we don't have any palm fronds and coconuts. No shutters, have plywood cut in advance, and have an installation plan in place. Now, a lot of people down there, they might have 4 big windows in their house, if it's a one-story house, and so they have the plywood to fit those windows, and they can actually screw them into the frame, okay, and that protects the glass. In Florida and a lot of new places, they have hurricane glass, which is standard, I believe it's three-pane glass, triple pane, and they have a layer on the outside of a 3M film that's applied to the glass. And that makes it hurricane proof because you have all kinds of stuff getting launched at the glass. And this hurricane proof glass will take a flying 2x4 and keep it from flying into the house. Okay. It's a pretty good deal. It's a little expensive, but it's worth having. All new construction, I believe, in Florida has to have the hurricane glass. Okay. So, and you can download this on our Facebook page. Just go to Money and Change /financially prepped, and you can download it there. And let's see here. Where else do I have it? Oh, I also have it right here on our My World page. Okay. So you can download it there. It's important stuff, guys. You got to have it. You have to have it. Okay. All right. So much for that. Remember, go to our page and download it. Just do it. Okay. All right. Now, what else do we have? A little bit more on the humorous side. You know, we were talking about different types of comedians, different places. And I found one with a comedian by the name of Red Fox. Now, you remember Stanford and Son when that was on? And it was funny. I mean, a lot of people watched that, and it was funny. I liked it. And I'll tell you, another comedian was Flip Wilson, and Flip had his own show for a while on TV, and he did an imitation of Geraldine, and she was funny, and he played that to the hilt, and he had a good show, and I think it was only on a couple of years, but he was a good comedian. Well, in this one that I have now, they combined them into a comedy, okay? And Red Fox is sitting at a table and imbibing in a little liquid, probably apple juice or maybe iced tea, or maybe not. And Flip Wilson is the comedian. So let me get to that one, and you can enjoy it and kick back a little bit. And here we go.
Back for his 86th consecutive week at the Kit Kat Club, everybody's favorite comedian, the funniest little guy in the whole world, Larry Chong.
What can I say? And I'd like to also add that if I can bring a smile to your face, a laugh to your lips, or even make you cry, and I feel I've accomplished what I've been put on this earth for.
Check, please.
Oh, you're back again, huh?
I just ran in here to get away from a mugger. It's obvious I didn't know when I was well off.
This time I'm not gonna let you buck me. I'm gonna go right ahead with my act.
Before you die, don't you think you should write a suicide note?
Speaking of gambling, there's a new kind of Russian roulette. Yeah, and the way it goes is you get six cobras in a room, play a flute, one of them's deaf. Hey, what happened to my rim shot? I'd like to keep right moving while we got it going. My wife is a terrible driver. Yeah, yesterday she drove up the side of a building, and there was another woman coming down. It was a one-way building.
Boy, I've heard of water and drink. This is the first time they water a hat.
Well, I'm warning you. If I have to leave this stage, you better watch out.
Why are you coming back?
Give me a break, will you? Think of all those people out there hungry for a little entertainment.
Not anymore. You kill their appetite.
Look, there's only one thing that keeps me from coming over there breaking you in half, and that is that I don't want two of you around.
That's very good. You have a ready wit.
Thanks.
Let me know when it's ready.
Well, I have you know, last night I killed him.
And tonight you return to the scene of the crime.
How'd you happen to get a ringside table?
The manager hates me. I offered him $5 to put me behind a pole.
Yes, what do you do for a living?
That's funny, I was about to ask you the same thing.
For your information, fella, I have a great delivery.
I know it. I saw your truck parked outside.
Please, sir, I'm only trying to make a buck.
That's about all you're worth.
Folks, I'd like to ask that you don't pay any attention to him. I mean, he had nothing to do with this. He's not a professional entertainer. He's just some bum who wandered in here off the street. Speaking of marriage, last week I said to my mother-in-law, my house is your house. The next day she went out and sold it.
Oh, that's terrible.
Will you please keep quiet?
If you want it quiet, tell another joke.
If you promise to be quiet, I'll buy you a drink.
If you promise to be quiet, I'll buy you 2 drinks.
Look, if you don't enjoy watching a funny comedian, why don't you go somewhere else?
I am somewhere else.
Well, what's wrong with my act?
Nothing.
Then what are you complaining about?
Your act is nothing. Bring on a stripper.
You're drunk.
Good, then I'll see 4 of everything.
Speaking of my wife's cooking, one time I came home, my wife was crying because the dog had eaten a pie she'd made for me. I told her, so don't cry, I'll buy you another dog.
Dave, you please keep it down. I'm a sick man.
Well, that's too bad. What's wrong with you?
I have 4 broken ribs.
Oh.
But ain't nothing for you to worry about. It only hurts when I laugh.
Speaking of animals, 2 kangaroos were talking, you know? And one said to the other and said, I hope it doesn't rain today. I just hate it when the kids have to play inside.
I always said I'd quit when I had enough. And I've had enough.
Yeah, Flip Wilson. Yeah, Flip Wilson and Red Fox. And Red used to do some wild stuff on recordings and in live shows. He had to tame himself down when he was doing TV with Sanford and Son. I mean, he really had to tone things down because he would get wild, okay? Oh, wow. I hope you enjoyed that one. I know I did. I get a kick out of some of the old comedians. Some of the new ones, I don't know about those guys. I kind of wonder about them, you know? Well, anyhow, guys, it's getting serious out there, you know? And I always talk about being prepared. And now you know why you have to be prepared, because you've got that hurricane coming. And, you know, make sure you've got money on hand, because your credit card is probably not going to work because you won't have any power. So they will be taking cash. How much? That's up to you and how much you want to spend and where you're going with it. Okay. Make sure you have extra gasoline. Make sure the car is gassed up now. Make sure you can transport extra emergency gasoline if you need it. Okay. Make sure you've got your bug out bag, you know, with your essentials and some clothes and medications, extra drinking water and so forth. You want to have that. Make sure you have all your medications that you're definitely going to need over a longer period of time. Make sure you have maybe some portable shelter. You know, tarps come in handy. You know, blue tarps, I talked about those Sunday. And you can take those blue tarps and they're not very thick, okay? And you could have maybe four or five of those around the house. And if you have to take one as a shelter, you can take one or two of them and that'll be fine. Hey, how about raincoats and hats? Okay. Work gloves in case you need them. Okay. Make sure you are prepared. And that's the whole thing. You know, make sure you get your food and you're prepared. Hurricanes are nothing to mess with. I've been through one. I don't want to go through another one. Okay. Especially when you're trying to go to sleep at night and then all of a sudden it hits and you look outside your window and you see a lawn chair flying at eye level past and goes out into the parking lot of the apartment complex. And somebody's car is going to get creamed because of it. Well, they did. And we were basically trapped on an island, if you want to call it that. And we couldn't get back to the mainland. We were out at Indian Rocks Beach. And you had to take a bridge back in. And we couldn't get across the street to get to the bridge. So you don't want to mess with stuff like that. So it's serious time if you're down south, especially if you're in Florida. And if you're going to be in Georgia. And, you know, it's just Tallahassee. I'm going to tell you this right now. Tallahassee's basically flat. I've been there. And it is flat. It's a nice town. I love Tallahassee. But in a hurricane, things are getting nasty. And it'll be nasty up in Georgia, too. And eventually it'll get up into South Carolina. And so, Michael Bejas, if you are listening, be prepared for a lot of wind and rain because it's coming your way. For those of you up in Ohio, hey, things will get better. We get the rain that we need. Okay. And so if it's wet at Ohio University, it's wet. I take a raincoat and an umbrella and all that. And I sit in the game and stay wet. But I have fun. Well, anyhow, guys, that's about all I've got. And in the next couple of minutes, I've got something to play for you guys because I found a video that I've played before, and it kind of explains what's going on. And it's a comical way, and it's called Gloom, Despair, and Misery on Me. It was out of Hee Haw back in the 1970s. And I'll tell you what, these guys are all fun people. I met one of them. And that was Grandpa Jones on the beach in Florida when I was down on Clearwater Beach. I actually got to meet the guy. He's a very nice guy. And he doesn't dress like a hillbilly. But check this one out.
Despair and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair and agony on me.
I stand 6 foot eight when I'm completely unfurled. And to find a mate, I've looked all over this world. Then a store downtown advertised everything for us tall guys.
And they had everything except tall girls.
Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me.
Well, gloom, despair, and agony on me. Whoa. Well, guys, you know, there's one thing I better put back up there because you need to download it. And it's the Ultimate Hurricane Checklist on Facebook. Let me see if I can put that back up there because we've got a couple extra minutes and you might as well take another look at it. And it's on our Facebook page. Let's see if I have that. I think I do. here we are. Now, there's your ultimate hurricane checklist. So you want to check it out. Okay. And that's My World. Okay. Trim Radio Network, My World. And you can find it there. The ultimate hurricane checklist. Standard essentials, your optionals, your week before the storm, and as far in advance as possible. You need to get stuff together. And if you are in northern Florida, it's going to hit tomorrow. If you are going to be in Georgia, it'll probably happen the next day. You're going to have to worry about water surges, okay, on the beaches, and flooding, and a whole bunch of other things, a whole host of other things, okay? But there you go. Just go to our page at Trim Radio Network, My World, okay? And go ahead and copy and paste the list and start preparing now. Do not hesitate. Do not hesitate. With that, guys, I'm going to leave it up here for just another minute, and then we're going to close out the show. And now I have to get ready and prep to go to Athens, Ohio, to Ohio University. And hopefully that's going to be a fun time. And hopefully we don't have any rain down there for the football game. And hopefully they have a good game. And the parade's always good, too. I mean, it's worthwhile going. And, you know, if you went to a college or university, it's good to attend their homecoming game or one of their football games. And sit back and enjoy it, and you kind of reminisce on what you did when you were in college, okay? Even if you didn't go to college, you need to try to go to a homecoming and just see the parade and everything else. Okay, guys, that's all I've got. If you had a chance to copy things down, okay? And it's about time to boogie out of here. So with that, I'll talk to you next week. I want you to have a good week. Be safe. And stay aware of your surroundings and prep. Okay? Love you guys. See you next week. If it plays. Here we go. See ya.